The majority caucus in the state Senate has one priority this year, restoring fiscal stability to Alaska. And Senate President Kevin Meyer of Anchorage says permanent fund earnings will have to be part of that mix. But Meyer says the first order of business will be trimming the state budget, and he says there is room to make substantial reductions.
Getting to about $800 million reduction, similar to what we had last year, is certainly doable, possible. But we don't think that we'll get there if we go after revenue first, because the tendency is not to make reductions. It's painful oftentimes, and we don't like to do it. So we want to go there first. Once we make the reductions and right-size government, squeeze out the fat, duplication, then we'll look for revenue that will help us give us the fiscal stability that we're talking about in that first priority.
Do you have concerns that there is kind of a sweet spot as far as how much you can cut without impacting the economy in a way in the state? As you know, the state drives a lot of the economy with state spending. Is there a number that you feel like if we go below when you're making cuts that the economy could implode even further?
We do think that we can make some further reductions in state government with not being detrimental to the economy. What we do worry about and we do fear is that if we were to implement all the different taxes that the governor has proposed, that would be too much of a hit and that would be detrimental to the economy. For example, an income tax now, all of a sudden people have less money in their paychecks. A fuel tax, all of a sudden now people are paying more at the pump for gas. And if you're a drinker or smoker now, all of a sudden you're paying more for that. So all of these things add up, and pretty soon you as a private individual, and then also the governor's plan on dealing with the permanent dividend, cutting that essentially in half, all those things added up now all of a sudden leaves the individual Alaskan with less money to spend in the economy. And that combined with a reduction in state government would be detrimental to our economy, yes.
Are all taxes anathema to what you want to do, or are there some that you can support? Otherwise, how will you solve the budget problem without any taxes?
Yeah, we don't feel like we need to resolve all of it this year, in the sense that, as I mentioned, to do too much in one year would be devastating and a negative impact to your economy. However, if we can get that gap to about, let's say $500 million to a billion, that's a good thing. And I would see this session as being successful if we're able to do that. And the reason why I say that is that we still have $9 billion in savings. So if you're only drawing, let's say, $1 billion out of your savings, well, that still leaves you, another 8 years to use your savings. And that buys you time to see if oil prices will go back up or if the gas pipeline is viable. And then let people run for re-election. And during the election process, you can have the discussions on, well, should it be an income tax? Should it be a sales tax? Or should it be some other tax? I think that would be a very good topic to have out there as you run for re-election or for election to office.
It's going to be a big, difficult task. Democrats and Republicans have said they will have to work together more this session than in the past. You've been mentioning, talking about lobbyists trying to maybe cause debate for just a single issue. How do you plan to accomplish that, getting both Democrats and Republicans to really work together?
I think Alaskans are going to insist on it. Frankly, on this side again, the Senate, and I can only speak to the Senate, Senator Gardner and I work very well together. We have weekly meetings. We met today. We plan on meeting every week going forward. Certainly, her team, my team, know that we have this challenge that has to be resolved, and we know that it's going to require a give and take on both sides in order to get there. You know, I just hope that, you know, we're able to, and I think, again, I think the Senate, we will do this. We, you know, keep the rhetoric down. I mean, certainly there's differences in opinion and philosophies on both sides, but in this case, we got to set that aside and just do what's best for Alaska.
Senate President Kevin Meyer is a Republican from Anchorage. Tomorrow, we'll hear from Senate Minority Leader Berta Gardner.